Love and marriage, love.
Yeah.
And
marriage.
Come on, Janelle.
It's time, Brian.
What? You don't know this one, do you?
I do, actually. Isn't that, don't tell me, Frank Sinatra?
Very nice.
Yeah, see, I was introduced to him when I first got to this country. My parents liked
him. Because you went to New York, too. That's right.
Yeah, we were in New York. They go, oh, yeah, there's that song. Isn't that him?
Even yeah. Yes, look at you. You're nailing
the New
it.
New York song. Yeah, yeah, go ahead.
But all that in mind, I always think of Joe and Cindy Farini when I hear that. So Joe and Cindy Farini, welcome back, and it's happy Monday to you.
Hey, good morning to you.
Good morning.
So this whole, like, being forced to hug a relative or close family friend, was this something people thought about when your kids were little?
I can assure you probably not.
Yeah, I don't remember being given a choice as a kid.
Yeah, I think it was kind of like, you know, the mom or the dad just kind of pushing their hands like, you know, go give Uncle so-and-so a hug, you know?
Oh, yes.
And I think, I don't remember being forced to do that, but I do remember being uncomfortable with one or two relatives. I remember one particular relative, I always could smell, they smoked, so I could always smell that on their breath, and it really was kind of, you know, appalling to me. So I just really didn't like that, you know?
Yeah.
And I remember having one relative that, and it wasn't inappropriate, but I just wasn't comfortable with it. But he just hugged me really kind of hard. And it wasn't, you know, there was nothing wrong with the hug. It's just that I didn't like that confinement, I guess.
Well, and you know, just to reiterate that, it's not a new problem, as my mother has told me. When she was a kid, she had a male relative that she never felt comfortable saying anything to anyone. But he would actually go cross a line with the young women in the family and touch them while hugging them in a really inappropriate way. So this is a real thing that we have to think about, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think at this point, just to start off the whole issue here, I think we just need to mention to the relatives that maybe our child is just kind of shy and they're not comfortable with hugs and kisses. And yet at this point, if the relative, you know, gives you some opposition on this one with that very simple request, then you need to step up as a parent and make it real clear that at this time, our child is just not comfortable with hugging. And I'll say this, if we take that to the next level, if that relative really continues to insist on hugging or kissing our children, then there's definitely something wrong with this relative, and they need to be stopped. And if they can't respect and honor your, you know, very simple request here, then you need to step up to that role of being the protector of your child. And I think we all would agree that, you know, as a rule, you know, giving hugs from relatives is in general is a pretty nice expression of genuine love and concern for the child. But that's not always true, as you said, Brian. I mean, you know, as you know, we speak to lots and lots of people around the country, and we have met far too many conferees who have reported a history of molesting and even rape, primarily from family relatives.
Yeah.
And consequently, because of our experiences, you know, we come into this topic from maybe a different perspective, a little stronger protective approach to this topic. And I can tell you, I mean, as a rule, a short hug from a relative is a sweet thing. We all get that one. But it's always best to play it safe. I mean, if there are some concerns, and with number one, the relative, or two, the length of that hug. And so you need to be really discerning as a parent to really think about this topic.
And it's important, the message you're sending to your child, too, because one of the things, even with the brothers, that Len says is if your sisters say they don't want to kiss or don't want to be touched, it's a no.
Right.
And his message to the girls are your no matters and people need to listen. You know, so when we push a kid to hug Aunt so-and-so, you know, especially the girls, it just makes me feel like I'm telling them, it doesn't matter when you tell people, I want my personal space. You know, like you're taking the value off of their voice. So I'm glad that you said as a parent we should protect that.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And I think, you know, taking that step forward also lets the child know that you're in charge and you have their best interest. You don't even have to say it. They will just know it.
Yeah.
And that, I think, is really a very important piece of this puzzle.
So how do we prepare our kids for this? Because you don't want them to, you know, get weirded out or act funny in front of crazy Uncle Jimmy, but You also want to protect them from having to touch him if they don't want to. So how do you prep the kids for this?
Sure. I think one of the things that I think is really helpful is for the parent to say, when you meet anyone, just put your hand forward to shake their hand. That, I think, is very safe. It's very public.
Yeah.
You know, you do that with business people. You do that with when you see people at church. I mean, certainly there's going to be people that you hug because they're close friends and all that sort of thing. The children will see that. But I think start the children off with teaching them, put out your hand and just shake their hand. Mm-hmm. But then if the children don't even want to do that, then I would just say, well, you know, I guess they're just not ready for that right now. I wouldn't make a big deal of it. I would just kind of, you know, just lightly sort of slough that off and just say, you know, I guess they're just not ready for that right now, maybe next year. And letting the child sort of ease into it and, you know, and not push it.
Yeah, I agree with Cindy. I mean, if your child clearly is not comfortable with hugs and kisses, then you need to make sure that you are nearby them so that you can intercept this hug and kiss from this relative. You know, or at the minimum, make sure that the hugs are not very long. And because unfortunately, it's very sad that we even have to have this topic and even talk about this dimension of hugging. But, you know, but the reality is that we're also preparing our children for their future as well. I mean, you think about they're going to be in dating situations in the future and they need to learn up front the courage just to say no. Yeah. When they are in uncomfortable situations. And of course, I'm thinking of dating situations now, but they need to understand that not everyone who wants to hug you may not have good intentions associated with that hug.
Yeah.
And I think that these are all teachable moments for our children. This just happens to be one of them. And so we're preparing them to be strong and courageous, if you will, and to speak up for themselves. And as you do this when they're young and you continue to do this, of course, they'll learn from it. And I also think, just this is sort of a sideline, but, you know, even when our kids would go, say, like an overnight to a friend's house or somewhere where kids are meeting, you know, we would just tell them, if you are uncomfortable in any situation, you can call us at any time and just say, I'm not feeling well. Now, you know, sometimes you can think, well, you're lying. You're feeling just fine. But you know what? Spiritually, if you're not feeling well, if physically you're feeling uncomfortable about something, you're not feeling well, pick up the phone, give us a call. We'll come pick you up right away. Yeah. And I actually did have one of the kids do that one time and just said, hey, Mom, you know, I'm not feeling so good. Can you come get me? I said, I'll be there in 1 minute, you know?
Yeah.
And so I think it's good to set up those boundaries and rules and the way that you want to do it in your family. And you don't have to lie. You just have to, you know, be creative so that you can exit a situation that you're not comfortable.
Yeah.
And I think, Joe,
I just wanted to say, too, that I stand with you guys on this because I think it's so important that we teach, particularly our daughters, but also our sons, you don't owe anyone physical affection for anything.
Mm-hmm.
Like, totally. They showed up for dinner and they love you. They're your relative. But you don't automatically owe them physical affection.
I love that.
Just like he takes you out on a date, buys you dinner, you don't owe him anything.
I love that.
That's right. Absolutely.
Yeah, that's a good word. And I think, you know, as our children learn that, not only are they going to have the confidence for themselves, but they'll be able to hopefully share those kinds of things with their friends. Because not every parent is going to give their child the same training as hopefully we are, you know? Sure. So I think it goes, it's sort of a domino effect. And definitely taking a stand, I think, is really good. And especially when they're little, because if they're not comfortable, those are the things they're going to remember, you know, sort of being forced to give a hug or a kiss. And just also, I just feel like, this is me personally, but I just always wanted my children just to be either be kissed on the cheek. And I do not prefer, I don't want to kiss my grandchildren on the lips. I just feel like that's a very personal kiss. And I think it's, I like, you know, kissing them on the cheek or on the forehead or,
yeah, that's,
you know,
Joe's
on top
territory,
of their hair.
Those lips.
That's right.
No.
Okay.
I mean, I'll tell you what. I mean, even though I grew up in a real Italian Sicilian family, I do not kiss anybody on the lips except my wife.
That's right.
And you know, I'll even kiss my children on the forehead, and that's as far as I go. And But I'll say this one thing before we go, and that is, as parents, we need to be giving our children a little bit more credit. I mean, they may be more spiritually discerning than we give them credit for.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so if they are in a situation where they're just not feeling comfortable about things, we need to really step and engage in that situation. And as Cindy said, I mean, they may grow out of this situation. There may be some reluctance now to give them that little hug or a kiss. But, you know, maybe next time they may be willing to do that. But right now, it's just a wave or a handshake. Mm-hmm. that's where we're going to go with this thing. Yeah. You just got to stop right there.
And I would add one more thing. I think if they are uncomfortable, for me as a parent, I can tell you this was, I did this when they were little. If they told me they were uncomfortable about somebody, I would never tell anyone that. But my eye was on that relationship, watching how they looked at my children, watching how they responded to my children. And, you know, there's no pointing of fingers or anything, but I would just be very alert.
Yeah.
And, you know, I just think, as Joe started off saying, we're their protectors.
Well, time flies in a great topic like this with Joe and Cindy Farini. And if folks want to submit topics just like this to you for conversation or learn more about your ministry, how do they do it?
Well, we would love to have them come to My Marriage Matters on Facebook. And as we say every week, we'll give you something every day, Monday through Friday, about 9 o'clock, just something to think about, learn, talk about. And then if they have a question, we really like it if they come to our website, because right on the website, they can email us. And if you go to joefarini.com or cindyfarini.com, that's the place.
All right. Thanks, you guys. I always appreciate your advice.
All right.
Thank you. Have a great day.